This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Melbourne Spikers have been serving up volleyball and community for 40 years, and they're one of the longest-running LGBTQIA+ sporting clubs in the country. And to celebrate, they're hosting a very special 40th anniversary gala dinner. It's coming up. Jax from Game On, it's on straight after us. Bounce the ball, as we call it.
Right. It's exactly. 7 p.m. tonight.
Who you brought in from the Spikers?
Well, it's my very great pleasure to bring in Steve Cello, president of the Melbourne Spikers, because there's so many options in Melbourne for sport. There's the Melbourne Chargers, the Melbourne Glamourheads, the Melbourne Rovers, the Melbourne Smashers,
so
the
many.
Melbourne Spectres, but what we're talking about today is the Melbourne Spikers MSV Gala. What does MSV stand for, Steve?
Thank you so much for having me.
Welcome.
So MSV is Melbourne Spikers Volleyball. This is going to be our first gala, which I'm very excited for. I'm very excited to host. 40 years is a huge feat, as you mentioned. It is. The club itself was founded by 7 fantastic women. Back in 1985, when things were a little bit turbulent. And as you all know, it's come a long way. We now have over 300 members.
Oh, wow.
And we're looking forward to celebrating with everybody.
So volleyball, I mean, it's using the, you know, your, is it, what do we call it? The
wrist.
The wrist, is it?
Your wrist. Yeah, your platform.
Is it difficult?
Could you be any less sporty?
A lot of us aren't sporty. So is it, if you go along to the Spikers,
yes,
and you hit it with your wrist and it goes on the diagonal or something, somewhere over there, do you still welcome them?
Of course we do.
Is that a spike? Is that when you're calling, you put your wrist together? Do you want to explain to people who might not know, including Warren, the host, volleyball is?
Like, I know what volleyball is.
Could you visually portray the court
I will.
Situation?
I will do my best.
Okay.
So you'll have 12 people, 6 on each side. There's 3 or 4 main positions that you do within a court. So you will have a setter, you'll have a middle, and you'll have 2 outsides, and then you'll have an opposite. Depending on your position will depend on what you do and depend on your height. So Everybody is welcome.
Do you have to be tall?
You do not have to be tall. We cater for everybody. You'll also do a few movements with the ball. So we have a dig, a set, and a spike. So a dig is your platform. That's when you put your 2 arms together and you create like a nice triangle with your arms. Yes.
What's that?
You've got a set, which is, I like to think of it like spirit fingers, jazz hands and a triangle. So you put your fingers into a triangle, you drop them down to your forehead and then you push out to jazz hands.
Only a rainbow club would say jazz hands.
Yeah.
And we'd all get it.
So that's your set. And then your spike is when you jump and hit the ball. Which is the most fun, right? Like, everyone loves to hit a ball. So.
Now, there's also a pancake.
There is a pancake.
There's food here as well. Come on, that's my favourite.
What's that?
So a pancake is when someone does a tip over the net and you're not necessarily in position and you're running in and you pancake to get the ball. So essentially you throw your body on the ground and an arm out in front of you.
Like
and
a
you,
pancake.
And so you pathetic. Hope for dear Lord that your hand can reach the ball in time. Otherwise, you've just made a fool of yourself.
Can you talk about the connections, what it's like? What's it like to be a member of the club? Not just from the sport perspective, but the connection side.
Because you came to Melbourne from Queensland and that's how you connected with people, made
friends. 100%. So I moved here a little over 11 years ago now. I've been at the club 10 years or just over 10 years. I joined actually at Midsummer. So I didn't really know anyone here. And I thought, you know, I need to get out into the community and meet some people. I went down to Midsummer, signed up at the Midsummer stall. And then I came along to the Come and Try Day. And then I joined the club from there on. I've now got a minimum 300 new friends.
That's amazing. That's a lot.
Yeah. But
that is amazing. So, and 5 years of present, which is incredible. So you've got this amazing event on Friday the 12th, the 40th anniversary gala, 7 p.m. San Remo Ballroom. Who is the entertainment? Because a very familiar face is the MC and body, actually.
Who is it?
We do. We have some really great performers coming in. Our MC this year is Frock Hudson.
Boom, boom.
Frock has supported us for many years. We host Trivia almost every year, and he's been there with us for many years. We've got a couple of other entertainers as well. The Miss Lazy Susan, the season 4 winner of Drag Race Down Under, is going to be with us. She also is one of our avid supporters. And we've got its mum as well is coming in.
Fantastic.
And DJ Jason Conti. Yes.
And dinner.
And dinner, three-course meal.
Three-course, there's going to be canapés, cocktails, be a fun event, yes.
Nice. Okay, we're running out of time, unfortunately, so the most important question, if we want to go, and we do, what do we need to do?
Tickets are available through Humanitix.
Uh-huh.
They're up on our website. They're also on our social media, and you'll see that come through. But by all means, if you've got stuck and you can't find them, feel free to send us an email.
Is it a fun night?
It's going to be the best. It's going to be an awesome night.
Are we going
next? Yeah, we are. Then when we're going to go, we might even, because, of course, Steve Cello, president of Melbourne Spikers, is a multidimensional man who apparently likes to hike, camp, and also do renovations.
So
maybe we can ask for some renovation tips. Yeah, do you have one here for us?
We're doing that.
Okay, the easiest tip.
For
renovating. If in doubt, I always say try it, and there's always YouTube.
Mm. That's true.
Everything that you can think of has been done on YouTube.
There's also a tradies.
Well, that is true.
Do it better than
there
me.
Is also someone who can fix it if you bust it. So
I love it. So, Steve, you got another question?
I do not have another question. Thank you very much for coming in. And we'll be hearing more from Steve next week.
Yeah.
Game on, bounce the ball, next week, next Wednesday. I'm looking forward to exploring more about why you joined the Melbourne Spikers and how that has enriched your life.
You get the story.
Yeah. A bit of a longer interview there.
So it is on, that's okay, the Melbourne Spikers 40th Anniversary Gala. It's Friday the 12th of September at the San Remo Ballroom. We're committed to it, haven't we? Tickets and all the details at melbournespikers.org.au or...
Dress code?
Oh, is there a dress code?
Dress code we've got is dress to impress.
Oh, so, so no active wear.
So no active wear, no active wear, no jeans.
Okay.
Wear your finest.
Be fabulous, Warren.
Steve, great to chat with you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.